Don't say get the thumbs cut now. I don't want to walk a mug. Fun with a cigar, so yeah, Nigwa.
Dallas, what's got the cigar, son?
We want to say tatawa. Welcome, everybody, to the Cree Chatter Hour. It's a beautiful Nisto Gisago, or maybe you're listening to this on the Saturday. I don't know. Wherever you guys are, though, we really hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather. It's been so gorgeous outside. You know, the smoke has cleared. We had quite an eventful week, Chidao.
Oh, tapoe. Ego maya, poi tagagisago, why a week to make a season, no, no, we magan. It's been a very beautiful ni stilgisago, nipin is moitis quite nipin.
It is,
yeah.
I say.
How we have our first day?
June 21st. It was an the Aboriginal summer day. Solstice, yeah. Isn't that cool? Yeah, tapoe, how does that line up? Oh, we're so lucky to be indigenous.
Hi, Jeremy Harp, for making that happen. And I'm swimming my sky daddy. And I'm swimming. Nah.
But anyways, this past weekend, we just had I've been talking about it forever. Everything went smooth. You know, the funny thing is everybody always jokes. I remember seeing the week leading up to Salt Lake Powwow. People were making things like, oh, don't go get maced, bear maced, you know. And guess what? It didn't happen. There was no mace. There was no incidents. I'm really thankful for that. It came together beautifully. My first year as Powwow president and everything went good. I'm looking forward to next year. You know, it was a learning curve, though. That was, Moya, you know.
I thought it went wonderful. Nothing happened. Miosin. I was going to say Kai Miosin, but
Kai
Miosin. But that way, I mean, protocol and steps were taken forward for it to have a wonderful weekend. Yep. So congrats and condolences. Congratulations and congrats and to the Powwow committee. You guys did a wonderful job.
I got a shout out to all of my Powwow committee members there. Michelle Cardinal, Jody Steinhauer, J. Roy McCokis, and Kyle Pusquiak. Boxcar Willie was our honorary. You know, I don't know how many times I've seen that guy. Met him behind the announcer stand, and we would just start talking, even if it was not really about anything.
Hey, you got to tell the people that story about how if you had a band member from Saddle Lake.
So as the Powwow committee, we decided at our Poatsumo and at our Powwow, we weren't going to have any outside raffles. Boy, people were like coming up to me. They're like, can we have a raffle? And I was like, are you guys a band member? And they're like, no, but my cousin is. And I was like, who's your cousin? And this one lady brought Boxcar. He was already standing there. I was like, I know Boxcar. And I was like, sorry, we can't do it. It has to be the band member. And then another lady tried to come up and she's like, oh yeah, my relative's from here. Brings up the same guy. It was Boxcar both times, just getting used for raffles. Yeah.
He was just getting used there. His first name was Boxcar Willie. Then the second time he came up, his name was Willie McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, my relative Willie McCarthy. Another cool thing that happened this week, though, one cool thing that we did at the Powwow, though, was we took care of our Awasasuck and Oskaisuck, our children and our youth. It was my idea. I threw it out there. Hey, let's pay the kids $5 to keep our garbage, like our garbage taken care of and our area clean. Boy, some kids there, you know, they made like enough money to buy a ribbon dress.
Wow, that's deadly. Yeah,
that was two little girls. Michelle, our treasurer, was sharing with me that she picked up enough bags of garbage because she really wanted to buy a ribbon dress and she met her goal.
Wow, me. What a beautiful story. And then I'm pretty sure I heard you talk about that you were going to up the garbage money to $10 a bag.
Next year,
right?
We're going to take care of the kids because, holy man, they sure made a difference, you know? Just like that, once the word got out that we got more and more kids come out, and then people were seeing just like a whole wave of kids come and clean up the area, and it was nice. They had gloves, you know? And we had a really good weekend. I'm really appreciative for that, and I'm just glad that we were able to host a good celebration for the people of Saddle Lake and all of our visitors. Boy, we even had a drum group from Oklahoma come on down. Blazing Bear, they're going to be our host next year. They were the champs of our singing contest. It was pretty cool to have them there. You know what? Backup, lady backup singers, if you're out there, come on out next year. We only had two people in our contest this year.
No, it was wonderful, and the two people that were there, they did amazing. I know
two groups,
Red,
strong singers.
Yeah, Red Tail,
Blonde, and Palm Maker.
Okay,
and then Red Tail took second. But man, those two groups of lady singers, they're like some of the best from our area, and I was really appreciative for them. I know. Because this is the first time we've actually ever had a backup contest here, I hope to see more of our ladies come out next year. And I think we'll add prize money to that as well. Another cool thing that we were just at yesterday in Aiksegagon, I'll let our Aiksegagon counselor talk about that one.
At siyo nawago magana, moy gones kabiks ko yan. 5 hours later, eko maya nana. Kikwayo makito tayo.
Talk about what happened in Frog Lake yesterday.
Yeah, wapa moya. Well, I'm gonna try say it, but I always have trouble with this word. Otaksi aya.
Otaksi.
Otaksi aya.
Taxi.
Otaksi aya. So we had this kasketer we asked come there. His name is Evander Kane.
Evander Kane.
Yeah, in Stoy Mawa.
He's the Oilers.
Yeah, kaya no nawago maganak in Stoy Mawa kasketer we Kane, Evander Kane.
If you're listening to this, Evander.
Yeah. Evander, if you're listening to this,
let's hope he doesn't know Cree.
But he came out to Frog Lake and it was really, he went to Kihewan as well. So it was the tribal chiefs that got together, right? And Shelly Whitford, my team, Bev Cardinal, they brought him to Kihewan and then they brought him to Frog Lake.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool, and it was so nice again to see the Awasaki, you know, papapi.
Yeah, they got real excited.
Yeah, they were happy. They were laughing. It was a really good time. Yeah, motsagitan.
You know what was funny though about all that? Like there was funny? All these Frog Lakers that out of nowhere. I don't know how the word got out. Don't look at me, but there were some sad Lakers. I know they weren't supposed to be there, but they got to meet him too.
I know, matagot sa nyo. It's kapun no wagumaga. They came, showed up there. One guy name is Kyle Pasquiat. He showed up there with his baby. But his son's a wonderful Kenton. He's a wonderful hockey player. And then we've seen another people from Sad Lake there as well. But, that's, way to go, Saddle Lakers. You guys know how to, sneak around there. Oh, my God. You guys know how to get in there.
We got in there. Yeah, you got in there. Cool. That was really awesome, though. I had this plan where I wanted to go get something signed, too, and Dallas printed out this picture. If you guys know what I'm talking about, it's that picture. But I got too shy, and I didn't get it signed.
Yeah. I ended up being the MC, so I was doing a lot of jokes and whatnot. And I kept saying, he's only going to sign one item. I kept saying, if it's your sock, if it's your shoe, your shoelace. I kept saying stuff like that. Then after all, I seen these Awasak were bringing up shoes.
One shoe. They take off their shoe in the line and put it on the table up there. And only our Nehu Awasak.
And well, my Evander Kane, he had like pictures that you're supposed to grab one of these three pictures that he had there. And then that the kids were just, like you said.
They were like, I'm going to get my shoes.
Then he looked at me and said, no more shoes. And I said, okay. Well, I guess he's done with the shoe. And I said, he ran out of shoe ink. I kept telling the kids that he can't sign any more shoes. And then, I kept coming up in these, when you're in a, when you're a Osakto, you have to come up with things, right? So then I started saying, let's make some noise, all the kids. And I said, how about all the aunties? And all the aunties were making noise.
That was
noise.
The loudest that was in there, too. And all the Skowak heard that. And they were just screaming for Evander.
And I kept saying, you all get one hickey, not two, from Evander Kane. And they all better start screaming again. And then not even after that, a security came. There's a lady who said you shouldn't say hickeys. And I was like,
oh, it's just killed it.
Oh, man.
Speaking of cool events, so Frog Lake Pow got moved to the week, right?
Absolutely, it did.
Aiksegagon, but Simawin, the dates are?
The dates are the 20...
It's during the week, though. He's holding it. Well, he confirms that date.
Okay, the POW is the 25th, 26th, and 27th of July.
Oh, right on, man.
During the week.
Yeah, that's good. It's going to be cool to have it during the week. I think that's a good time.
Absolutely.
One thing I really appreciate in going back to Nehewiwin-related topics here was our MC, Mr. Elmer Rattlesnake. Boy, I really enjoyed hearing him talk. We had two awesome MCs, Mr. Ben Cardinal. He's also from Onichikskopodik from Sad Lake, but Elmer. I'm really happy Elmer came out because he has a lot of knowledge when it comes to the Cree language and a lot of teachings, and I really appreciate everything that he shares because it was such a treat to have him there, and I'm really glad we got him for our powwow.
Kanitani yuyan, that's my sis. So he's my uncle. Well, yeah. So, it was wonderful to have him there. That was an excellent choice for an Osakto to come and announce our power.
Really knowledgeable and an awesome Cree speaker as well.
Yeah.
And I think that was one thing our committee really wanted to make sure that we have we have an MC that, you know, can utilize the language, and it was really good to hear that. And he said long time ago, Gayas used to come to our powwow, and he would come and help out there, and it was a while, so it was pretty cool to have him back.
Yeah, it was. I think he said like 15 years. It was a while back really, that he had that mentioned. Long? Yeah, long time.
As long as me and you've been together.
Absolutely. Giapitsagi, how my wife, you know, and we're in Niwai, we're still in love.
Yeah,
we're
gonna still be in, deeply yeah, in love.
Still, you know, Miss Tahe and to stop right there.
Kisagi,
then Miss Tahe. Yeah. And Tapwe. Yep, Tapwe Uma.
Tapwe.
Yeah, Tapwe Uma. And Kisagi, then
Nawai. It's full swing now, summertime's full swing, and it's really nice to see. Like, this was the first year I seen some of our U.S. powwow relatives. You don't really come up here. They came up here for the powwow, and that was really, really cool to see. I think it's really cool when you can bring in different dancers and different and you see different drum groups come and sing at our powwow, because a lot of people don't realize that at our powwows, sometimes that's the only powwow the community members get to go to, or they have time and are accessible to go to the powwow, is the one in our own community. So it's really nice when we get to show them new things. I want to thank all of our helpers that helped out this weekend at the Saddle Lake Powwow. It was a really good turnout. And I'm looking forward, because this weekend, we're going to be going to Siksika.
Okay, Sukapi.
Remember what happened last year there?
The grass fire, okay.
We were outside, and they started lighting fireworks. And we're like, oh, I didn't know they had fireworks. And then the fireworks got too low, and then they could tell that they were kind of going crazy. All of a sudden, you see six rings of fire up there, and it just picked up, and sure enough, there was a grass fire. We seen it all go down, all the action, then fire trucks, and then they announce it on there, and we're just sitting out there, and I was like, man, that was probably one of the most eventful powwows I've been to last year.
And then we all started singing, I fell into a burning ring of fire. It was
important things happening today. You have something coming up today, Chi.
Today is going to be we're going to make our way to Amaskwati, Waskaiganik.
Yeah,
Waskaiganik. Waskaiganik. Now we're going to get sworn in on Otsdipskau Nantos 6 p.m. Anuts. 6
right
p.m.
On.
Yeah.
And so you're going to officially be a leader now. Before, you were just practicing, but now it's going to be official.
Kuntai, I was just pretending, man. But now I'm ready to go.
I'm excited for you, and I'm happy that, you know, I can say I'm with the counselor now.
Tapoy, and I'm going to hold a celebration party down Boyle Street. So,
Kuntai,
come out there.
With that, though, we have some cool stuff lined up for you guys today, and some cool phrases, and just some words, everyday words you guys can use again on the Cree Chatter Hour. So don't go anywhere.
I think you just cut me off. I'm going to have Bannock Burgers and Bologna. He said we asked to give away.
Oh, God. He just wanted another excuse to say we asked. But don't go anywhere. Stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.